so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition. Right now, more than 6 months into his second term as President of the United States, Donald Trump has 262 positions still waiting for the U.S. Senate to confirm, including 50 federal judges. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, the Republicans control both the House and the U.S. Senate. Now, to make matters even worse, a week from Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, August 1st, they're going to take a 39-day recess, taking off the entire month of August, 8 days into September, before they come back on September 9th. Now, why can't they stay in session and confirm these nominees? One of the pundits on Twitter posted on the X account yesterday. I think that what the Senate Majority Leader John Thune is going to do is completely shut down the U.S. Senate for the 39 days recess and allow President Trump, after just 10 days of them being out of session, Donald Trump can do these recess appointments with a stroke of a pen. All 50 federal judges are filled. The remaining 212 key positions that are still waiting for Senate confirmation, you're hereby filled. To avoid the Senate confirmation hearings, to absolutely expedite this entire process, I think this is an actual strategy that Donald Trump and Senator John Thune have sat down and ironed out. And because Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, controls the gavel, he controls whether or not the U.S. Senate is in session or not. Very simply, wait 10 days, get into August the 11th, and Donald Trump's going to be a busy guy. He's going to be signing appointments like crazy, and will take care of all this without wasting any taxpayer dollars on Senate confirmation hearings. That's my guess. Well, others want them to not go into recess and confirm these nominees. Nope. Sorry. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Donald Trump and Thune have worked this all out, and I see these recess appointments taking place without any Senate confirmation hearings whatsoever. Why subject your nominees to those attacks from the Democrats, wasting everybody's time? The Republicans have the vote. They're going to be confirmed eventually, so to heck with it. This is the longest break that Washington is doing, very similar to what's going on in Lansing. They're out of session, and per the Constitution, the president can fill vacancies during recess appointments in that process. So absolutely, Mr. President, do what you got to do. Get your appointees, your nominees filled, and move on. Stop giving these Democrats any opportunities to attack your nominees. It's very simple. So we'll see what happens there and continue to monitor that as well. Now, one of the things that I think very interesting, the process moving forward regarding the budget, well, in Washington, they have already gotten the one big beautiful bill through. Plus, last week, they were able to get the $9 billion in rescissions from the previous budgets eliminated. Well, what's causing things to happen is very simple. NPR, National Public Radio, as well as PBS, are losing their funding. Not all of it, but a lion's share of it. The Democrats are absolutely losing their mind over it. And then, something that was very funny for me to watch, CBS, the CBS network, made a business decision. Stephen Colbert, the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, was losing between $40 and $50 million a year. His show, over 100 employees, staffers, writers, producers, all kinds of support staff, over $110 million a year budget. Well, guess what? CBS made a business decision, and they canceled the show. It's done. Well, the Democrats are blaming Donald Trump for it. They're claiming that Donald Trump is censoring CBS. Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with this. This was a business decision for the stockholders of CBS News. The network itself was losing, hemorrhaging money. Advertisers, sponsors were going away in droves, especially since the November 5th, 2024 election of Donald Trump. Media and the left-wing legacy folks that they are losing, hemorrhaging money. CNN, MSNBC, every single one of these liberal, progressive media companies are losing money. They can't get sponsors. They cannot afford to pay these people the amount of money they were earning. And it's very simple. Very, very, very simple. They are going to drop out of the marketplace. They are going to lose. There is no way it's going to continue. Now, one of the things that is driving this entire exodus from those liberal progressive shows is how they are choosing to focus on the wrong things. Democrats plotting to how to capitalize on the Epstein files. Well, now it looks like the strategy could actually backfire. Over-indexing, focusing on Epstein, you're missing the opportunity to talk about substantive issues. One of the things that is also happening is the economy. With these new trade deals, with all this investment coming into the United States, coming into the United States Treasury, the tariffs, the amount of money being generated by them, along with inflation slowing down below 3% annually, the last thing that is going to take place, and right now we're dealing with it, is because of summer boutique blends of fuel. Stress is being put on refineries to produce these summer blends for high regulated states like New York, California, Colorado, Illinois, even here in Michigan. Well, as soon as we get past the summer blend refining process, gas prices are going to drop. They're talking about between $2.75 to $2.80 a gallon by Labor Day. If that happens, people end up having more money in their pockets, not putting it into the pump, into the fuel tank. It's going to absolutely trigger a fantastic fourth quarter. They're saying October, November, and December of this year is going to be one of the best quarters in our economy in over 10 years. Going all the way back to 2014, 2015. And one of the things that we're looking at, stock market. Highest numbers in the history of both the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P 500. The price of a barrel of oil and all the extra potential supply that's coming once all of these federal lands get back into delivering into the supply. Prices are coming down, taxes are being cut, all kinds of things happening. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Looking at all this different activity going on in Washington, D.C. before the summer recess. Again, a week from this Friday, August 1st, the U.S. Senate will be out for 39 days as they enjoy their last month of August, summer, and Labor Day before getting back into session in September. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting as we look at the calendar, they are going to coincide basically with what's going on in Lansing, coming back into session on September the 9th. And one of the things that you have to look at, the process of how this all coincides with so many things that are happening with budgets, with the bills that are going to impact the economy. One of the things that is going to work kind of against the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the Senate Democrats is going to be the fact that they will not have a budget to review over this summer recess. House Republicans have already passed a $20 billion basically continuing resolution to keep the government open here in the state of Michigan. When they don't come to an agreement on a full-blown budget by midnight on September 30th. Well, if they're not coming back into session until September 9th, that basically gives them 3 weeks, September 9th through the 11th, the following week, the 16th through the 18th, the third week, the 23rd through the 25th, coming back on Tuesday, September 30th, which at midnight, the current budget in Lansing expires. At the stroke of midnight on Tuesday, September 30th, which will be an all-nighter session, the government's going to shut down at midnight unless the Senate Democrats adopt the $20 billion continuing resolution budget passed by the House Republicans months ago, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signs it. That $20 billion basically keeps the state government open. Their paychecks continue. The prisons continue. The local revenue sharing that goes back to counties will continue. And all state functions of employees will stay functioning in Lansing. But here's the caveat. $20 billion only represents roughly about 25% of what the Senate Democrats and the Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants for next year's budget. They're going to have to negotiate with the House Republican majority in order to get a budget passed. And if they don't drop their spending and lower the cost of this overall budget, I think the Republicans aren't going to agree to any budget deal. And if that ends up being the case, well, then it's going to come down to who is to blame. Democrats are going to blame the House Republicans. The House Republicans are going to blame the Senate Democrats and the governor heading into next year's 2026 election. Who do you think benefits from that? Personally, I don't think the Democrats can justify an $82 billion budget. I don't believe they are going to be able to justify that to the voting public. And as a result, guess what? You're looking at a situation here, folks, where they are going to have to run on the fact that they wanted to keep spending at $82 billion, the House Republicans didn't want to spend that much, and so it's the Republicans' fault? I don't think the voting public's going to buy it. If you look at what they absolutely are trying to push, it's not going to work. So it's going to be a very interesting summer, both here in the state of Michigan and Washington, D.C. And when you see what comes out after we get through this, we get past this, we get into Labor Day and them starting to come back on September 9th, well, it's going to be very interesting to watch. We'll be all over it. We'll be monitoring it. We'll be talking about it with you guys, and we'll see where this goes. Now, we have a couple other stories for us in the third hour. We'll get to those. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.